It's not. Okay, quiet in the studio. This is AbFab, your fabulous digital pub host, about to start the podcast. Here we go. Cue the music. Well, good evening. Goodbye. Hello. I could be in Australia, really, couldn't I? It could be tomorrow already. I could be ahead of time. But anyway, I'm here. I just want to check. Stats, are you here, sir?
I certainly am, sir. How are we?
Pretty good, pretty good. We're about to have a go at the PM, and he says it's okay to criticize the government. Is that all right?
Perfectly fine by me.
Okay.
Well, what's not fine is our lovely listeners for a second. How dare I?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, big hello to them.
Indeed, indeed.
And, of course, Stephen and the gazelle.
Oh, what about Steve? Hey, listen, he's going off on a holiday. He's going to be detained at His Majesty's pleasure. Watch out for that one.
Hi, what's he doing?
Gazelle, say hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to all our reform pals everywhere who's just been viewing our latest special podcasts. So, good evening and welcome. You're all very welcome to our weekly podcast.
Indeed, indeed. And we're going to have to say hello and goodbye to the Raven.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen, and all our fabulous listeners across Cheshire and beyond.
His wife is going to be so pleased, I'm telling you. All right, okay. Just a little quick message here. Please do subscribe to all the podcasts and have a check of us out on TikTok as well. Statsman is really, really making the drive to get all the facts before you. I'm telling you now, that man knows what he's talking about. Isn't that right, Gaz?
Certainly does. And I ask him for many a reference.
and also bail. can you spring me, please? All right. Okay. Right, roundup. Straight away, I have to say, Jeremy Clarkson, true to form, reveals that he had, and in his own words, a shitload of beers after viral appearance on Martin Brundle's grid walk ahead of the Bahrain Grand Prix. As fans joke, they wish they were as drunk as the former Top Gear presenter. So he actually went on there pissed. You know,
yeah, you can tell.
I just, you know, that is just absolutely fantastic as far as I'm concerned. In true British style, doesn't give a damn. Get on there.
Did he go and put a sticker on one of the cars?
Yes. Oh, 2 years in jail.
Could be. Hey, talking about penalties, Apple is hit with a $2 billion EU fine for breaking competition laws and favouring its own streaming service over rivals. Can you believe that?
Apple. You want that, wouldn't you?
Apple pushing itself. Like, we're pushing Cheshire Masses.
She's telling me.
Subscribe. What else?
You've got to say, well, there is other podcasts available.
Oh, that's exactly what Steve says and everything like that, you know, instead of saying...
No, there isn't. There's ours and that's it.
That's it.
What's there anything else?
We're the ones. Forget trigonometry. Forget the Lotus Eaters. Come and listen to us. We are the Man in the Streets podcast.
So I'm always one for setting challenges, mate. I like targets. That's what I want. I want to see progression. So... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you would just take time to subscribe to our channel and let's blow it through the 20 mark.
How many times can we advertise this? All right, it's going to be great because the Raven is going.
Gee, he never fails to stop, does he? He's got to keep going to the end.
I tell you. All right, what about the Brits think that Tories are bellends? That's true. The Brits think Tories are bellends. Ex-minister Paul Scully joins the Conservative Commons exodus with extraordinary parting shot at party's lurch to the right. So he's saying that the party's moving to the right. So he's not standing at the next election. So is he one of those ones that Rishi was talking about in his speech?
Oh, they're all so confused, aren't they? It's just, wow.
I'm telling you, I cannot work that out. So he's one of the right wingers. He's leaving the party. He's not standing at the next election.
So he's a, hang on, he's a right winger, but he's leaving because we're going too far to the right.
Yes.
Huh?
It doesn't really compute. Computer says no. Computer says no.
I could understand if he was a lefty, but then he shouldn't really be in the Conservative Party. So,
well
either way, bye bye, failure. Off you pop. Right. Take a few more with you.
I think we're all in the wrong game. All four of us should be burglars. We should become burglars because Burglary Britain, this is another headline in the Daily Mail, furious police failed to solve a single break-in across half the country in 3 years. Ex-victims commissioner blasts empty gestures to drive down crime and warns crooks get a free hit to ransack homes. That's it, guys. We're all going to become burglars. We're going into business. We're going to become Cheshire Matters Burglars Limited.
I'm just going to make a formal statement. I'm having nothing to do with this whatsoever and denouncing all forms of crime and unlawful involvement.
All right. Well, just in that case, you don't get a share. You don't get a share of anything. Go ahead, Mark.
Don't want a share.
So no burglary is being solved, pardon me. But meanwhile, you put a sticker on a lamppost. You're going for 2 years. You say some things on a podcast people disagree with, you end up in jail.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? You fly a banner over a football ground. That's what you're, okay, what, bacon on a mosque, that's dead in jail. Oh, this is amazing, this, isn't it?
Well, I'm volunteering the Raven to do all our jail for us.
Yeah, I'll second that.
I'll say, do we get a third vote on there, Trevor?
Yes, certainly. Yeah, I'm just thinking, no wonder you can't get any coppers coming round for burglary. They're all in London.
Mm. Right. Go on. What were you going to say? Go ahead. You were going to say something then, and you were going to accuse me of being rude and interrupting you.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes, you were. You were going to accuse me. Go on.
Just standing by, watching the world go by, because they're not arresting anybody, unless you're far right and you put a sticker on a lamppost.
Well. Trevor, say no nonsense off the landlord. Get your membership form in for pub. Take no nonsense off him whatsoever.
Never do, never had.
Okay, what about this one?
Close that one down.
A woke head teacher cancels our history in order to placate who? So, Walter Raleigh and Francis Drake's names are scrapped from a school in inclusivity drive. So the Elizabethan naval heroes have less than positive connotations in modern times, says head teacher at the centre of this council culture row. How about that?
Francis Drake, didn't he do that? Now then, my lovelies. Is that him? No,
I can't. I don't actually know if he actually has said that in the past, but I have to say that this school, and I can't locate it at the moment, but quite simply, that school is actually going to come in for a lot of criticism for doing that, because Steve's mentioned this in the past about trying to cancel our culture in this country, haven't you, Raven?
Well, it's all coming to fruition. Not only that, but many things we've said over the past 3 years or so on this podcast and for many years before that. I'm actually becoming drained with the foresight that some people have in this country. A small percentage of people who can see everything that's coming down the line, see what's happening and the consequences, and yet everybody in, strangely enough, in local and national government seems to be taking about a decade to play catch-up.
Well, the woman's name...
That happens on the podcast, that, Steve, as you well know.
Yep.
We say something, and then basically it ends up in the press about 3 or 4 weeks later.
Indeed.
My long-lost relative... Because I'm come from the Nicodamus family.
Nicodamus, you mean? My Nostradamus.
Relative. Yeah, well, I'm from his tree. I'm one of the roots. I'm Nicodamus, and things that we say on this podcast actually come to fruition.
Yes. Well, the name of the woman is Louise Simpson, the head of fee-paying Exeter School. She's the woman that wants to get rid of the memories of these two, Walter Raleigh and Francis Drake.
Right. I've got a question. So who's she going to be swapping these people with? I mean, Drake was like, what? He was an admiral or something. Didn't he fight the Armada? And he went on explore. He was an explorer and stuff. So I'd say he was probably a good figure in history. But who are they swapping him with? Go on, surprise me. Does it say?
Well, there's no answer to that. Because
they're still thinking of something because there's no one. I see. Okay.
Well, why change history?
Hold on,
we got a bit of crosstalk here.
Crosstalk?
Okay, go ahead. Not you, the Raven. No, you can get lost. Go on, Gazelle.
You don't have to actually cancel them, just substitute them like they've done, as I said last week.
For who, though?
She's now standing as Snow White. in the pantomime at Christmas.
So oh, yeah.
Just substitute them. And it's over to the Raven now. Thank you.
Yeah. And all the dwarves are 7 foot tall.
Go ahead to Raven. Go ahead.
A brief article the other day suggesting, allegedly, that the English Heritage are trying to suggest that Hadrian's Wall, because it has connections, allegedly, to gay emperors of old, is part of LGBT history. So Hadrian's Wall is part of LGBTQ plus I.
Give me history. Strength. Give me strength.
So it's no longer about these vicious like dictators from the past. No, we'll forget that because they were gay. We can use them now for our agenda.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
do you know?
Yeah.
It'll be the same reason as when. I remember interviewing that Green candidate and I asked him why he wanted to get rid of all the statues and street signs. It's white guilt, basically.
Hey, listen, the Church of England, this is the new thing that's coming up from them, are now looking for $1 billion in donations to start paying reparations for their slavery past. Can you believe that? We've only just finished paying in 2015 for eradicating slavery, because we bought the freedom of so many slaves around the world. It's ridiculous. You know, this is, I don't know. I tell you what, I don't think Archbishop Welby is working in the interests of the Church of England. This guy is looking to destroy things. Hey, if you're listening, Archbishop Welby, you paid a bill yourself. Leave the rest of the church out of it. Okay.
Is this the same organization that is fully aware of the struggles financially of an entire nation, virtually?
Correct. But they want to give all this money away.
Yeah, we don't want to help the poor. We just basically want to give it away to people as compensation for issues a couple of hundred years ago and things like that.
I have to say, that guy is nuts. And if I get excommunicated for it, so be it. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not one to condone violence, as you know. I'm a very, very subtle person, but I think there's definitely a question mark about bashing the bishop on this one.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think he needs bashing because that's ridiculous.
It's absolute stupidity. He needs heads knocking together to get their act together because they're just killing it. But anyway, let's move on to the national. And this one is with Stats. And I'm telling you what, Stats, you've got a lot to talk about over this. This is Rishi's Diversity Isn't Our Strength speech. Now, everybody saw that speech, what was going on. And, it was a statement on extremism, in my opinion. And he tended to use far right as a balance to actually have a go at Islam. That was my opinion. But go ahead, Mark. Open it up.
Yeah, he's being a weak and pathetic coward again, isn't he? And he won't actually call out the problem. Hence words like Islamism and far right. Now, did you see him?
Yeah.
He looked terrified. He looked terrified of the problem. And he's actually terrified of the reaction to their failure, the symptoms. So there he is, calling people silly names so his enemies don't call him silly names. Now, yeah, I don't think you can find a bigger coward than him, to be honest. You know, taking it out on those who are brave enough to speak out. Even the loonies were shouting him down from down the road on his speech. That's how bad this has got. They can't even shut them up.
Yeah.
He looked terrified. So, okay, the issue, he kind of called out some of the problem. He hit the nail on the head with some of what he says. But then, like you said at the start, to keep the enemy happy, he repeats boring old lefty slurs. And then he went on about Muslim women being abused in the street. I'm not saying that never happens, but I'm sorry, I'm not aware of that being a massive problem. Is anyone, though?
No, I've not
then
seen
comes
it.
The far right. So he doesn't define it. So what is the far right?
Do you know what? I have no idea. I don't even know who the far right is in this country. Who is it?
This is the problem, John. They don't really know. So I'm just going to go by who they call it. So to the lefties and idiots like Rishi, it's anyone who stands up and speaks out. When in fact, they weren't responsible for tube and bus bombings, blowing up kids at concerts, a list of bridge stabbings, teachers in hiding, schools bullied to closure, autistic kids bullied, cinemas closed, Parliament being intimidated, MPs being murdered. And that's just off the top of my head, to be honest. There's literally one prominent, well, there was one neo-Nazi star group, if that's what you want to call them. That was National Action, who've been banned. And even at their height, there was literally a small group of divvies who hid the faces and had zero influence. And then they'll throw in the lone idiot who killed Joe Cox. Not really a movement. I mean, recently we had about three people arrested for a plot. Again, it was they found a Nazi flag or something in his house. I mean, you don't know how deep that went. But there's been no mention recently of the self-confessed left-winger named Jacob Graham, who was arrested for planning to kill 50 MPs. Now, he told the police he was left-wing. He had videos to be released after his attack. He had a manifesto. He spoke with like-minded people, so there's not just him, on Discord. He was radicalised by a show on Netflix, and he had weapons and chemicals hidden in the woods. No mention of him by Rishi.
No.
No, they just lump in people like Tommy Robinson, who isn't racist, Nick Griffin for some reason, who's literally irrelevant. And obviously, they're going to class people who put stickers around their town, which were not racist. But the judge believed that was the motivation. And a few lads who stupidly did things like deny the Holocaust and stuff on podcasts. I mean, very scary indeed. This is also his enemies don't call him names, to be honest.
Well, he said, basically, they've got to draw a line somewhere. And he's saying that they can march and protest with passion. They can demand the protection of civilian life. But you cannot call for violent jihad. Now, that's what they were doing. Hamas is a prescribed organization. They are prescribed. And yet, those protesters are utilizing what's happening in Palestine to protest and also further the aims of Hamas. And I think they're only just finding that out now. And he said himself, there can be no cause you can use to justify the support of a prescribed terrorist group like Hamas. Yes, you can freely criticize the actions of this government, or indeed any government. That is a fundamental democratic right. Except, as you quite rightly said at the beginning, if you put it onto stickers.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I want to go through a few more things you said, but I'll obviously let other people have their opinions.
Okay, who's next? Trevor, do you want to have a go?
Yeah, I mean, what speech? It was a non-speech.
I think it was a heads up, but go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me. I mean, I don't see anything coming of it. I don't see anything in it that was at all. I mean, the day after, they were marching again, so it had no effect on the actual marches. And the people marching on the streets of London, they're not far right at all. There's nobody far. They're all basically Labour. They are orientated. I mean, the only way you're going to get around this is you're going to have to sack the police commissioner.
Oh, God. He's even turned around. He said, basically, he met with senior police officers and made clear it is the public's expectation to start actually doing some proper policing.
Oh, doing
so they're not going to merely manage the protests. He's told them they've got to police them properly. So actually, this is why the public are getting the impression of two-tiered policing.
It is two-tiered policing.
Because they were letting them get away with things that they wouldn't have let anybody else.
And they're stopping other people who walk around with a Union Jack. They'll stop them. They'll arrest them. They'll let the rest of them get on with it. And basically, if the police don't police, well, start to sack them one by one as well.
Yeah,
and
get rid.
I'm sorry, but there's no other way around it. And then you've got to get the army in. Our streets, we've lost control.
Yes.
And by this pathetic hot air that he's coming out with.
Well, he says he's going to introduce a new robust framework.
Well, let's wait and see what the robust framework is. What he's going to say, come on, you naughty boys, down you come. We won't tell you twice. Forget it. You've got to get the army on the streets and you've got to disperse these marches. Never mind, well, we've got to let people march and all that lot.
Yeah.
Yes, of course we have. But you've got to get to a state. I mean, they're shutting down Tower Bridge the other week. They've all got face masks on. And they've all got coverings again when they're not supposed to have coverings on. There was in Warrington Town Centre with a sign, and I'll send it over to you when I can find it.
Okay.
A big, you know, a placard with a dustbin in it. Let's put Israel in the dustbin.
Disgusting.
Let's clean up.
Disgusting.
Right? And that was in Warrington Town Centre, that. Now, something else you've not heard as well, just diversifying, just on a tangent, but...
Well, that's a big word for you.
I know, I've got it written down here, so I don't know how to pronounce it properly. But anyway...
spell diversify.
Warrington Council last weekend, while we were making the said podcast on a Monday night, as we do,
yeah.
The Warrington Council meeting last week was interrupted by the Warrington Gaza Bunch. It's called Warrington for Gaza, right? And they interrupted the meeting. Nothing at all has been said about it.
No publicity.
No publicity again. Cover it all up. Hush it all up. Stop it. Get it in the press. Let's show them what they're doing, what these people are doing.
Yeah, disrupting democracy.
Yeah, stop it. Get the army in and say, right, pack it in, spread out, take your face coverings off, end of. If the police can't police, start sacking them.
Get some proper policing. We need the Dutch police. Geert Wilders. Oh, go ahead, Stevie.
Yeah, we do.
I think what's happening here is there is, to some degree, an acknowledgement of a growing public discontent with regards to a number of things happening to this country and the fact that increasingly the public en masse are expressing it. So it, in my view, it was a little bit of a reaction to that, to kind of suppress that growing discontent. But also, it appeared to be an attempt to appease all sides and any criticism towards the Prime Minister, which I would call quite cowardly, likewise, the same as Mark, actually.
And you're allowed to do that, you know? You're allowed because he said you're allowed to criticise the government.
Well, you can. We live in a free democracy. And the fact of the matter is...
Not if you put things on stickers.
Not if your name's Julian Assange. Free Julian Assange, by the way.
Well, that's right, yeah. The other thing is, I think what he's trying to do is suggest that, and we've discussed this a number of times, particularly in the past 2 years, that this growing use of the term, I will say the growing use of the term far right, is an attempt to play it down any form of criticism or expression that doesn't follow the narrative from the government, which is quite concerning to say the least, because all it does is close down genuine debate.
Correct.
Now, the fact of the matter is, there is acknowledged worldwide to be an extremist threat, which is taken seriously in a lot of Western countries, and it's acknowledged as such. And yet, to try and counterbalance that so that everybody isn't sort of set off against each other, they use this term, the growing far right, all the time. Well, there may well be people who have extreme far right tendencies and ideologies and beliefs. I don't doubt that for a minute, and I personally believe that they are extremely small in number. But the idea that the country as a whole, simply because anybody expresses a point of view about the UK, its indigenous heritage, and many other things, is swinging to the far right in terms of a general ideology sweeping the country, is quite a nonsense to me, to be quite honest. The biggest problem, I think, are all these left-wing groups, and there are many of them.
Antifa.
And
hope not hate.
And they're many in number, in terms of the amount of groups, but equally all of these groups are huge organisations.
And they're well-funded as well.
They're well-funded, they're well-organised, they pose a threat to democracy, they pose a threat to public safety on many occasions, they have a premise and a free rein, by and large, to double standard policing to do what they like, and yet everybody else, ordinary people across the country who express concern about the safety of society today through various means, are closed down by the accusation of being far right, and it's unacceptable.
Okay, final comments now. Please wrap it up, Mark, because we're going to go on to a particularly tasty local. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try and make it quick. I just want to point out a couple of things before I round off that he said. He said, Rishi said, it needs a response, not just from government, but from all of us. Now, what? Sorry, some people have tried for the past 15 years and been made enemy of the state. A question for Rishi, how are we allowed to address a problem if we are immediately turned on and called names, lies well, made hell?
They made Tommy Robinson, an enemy of the state. And for what? That guy actually was warning everybody about what was going on. Sorry to interrupt, Mark.
All right, but he needs to stop blaming the symptoms of their failure. I'm sorry, I know Trevor said we've lost control, but they've lost control. And to be honest, maybe ask the community in which this comes from to do more, to stand up to it, weed them out. But he knows that they won't, and he knows he won't do that. Now, I noticed he changed his language from multiculturalism to multi-ethnic and multi-faith being undermined. No, Rishi, our constitutional monarchy system of English values has been undermined by dangerous ideologies that he won't face up to. It's not about, this isn't about skin colour. The issue is ideology and the actions of those who follow it. But now you can't say anything like he wants us to, as apparently it upsets followers of said ideology. But why? Because if they're peaceful and willing to participate in our way of life, then why do they feel like they're being attacked? And then one more
and
thing.
And why should they be so special? I mean, what is it about Islam in this country that nobody can criticize it without being called Islamophobic? No, get the hell out of here. If you're not going to integrate, get the hell out. Be deported. Get them deported. Go ahead.
I'll finish off. He said forces here at home are undermining us, but what he forgets is they didn't originate from home. We have a constitution, again, that was put in place to enable us to prevent foreign power over us and our laws. It's the whole point of it. So the monarch rules over their subjects, protecting them, their laws, the values, religion, property, and rights. So, which even he said, but he said in his speech, abiding by the rule of law is one of our democratic traditions, then perhaps he should lead by example and honour his oath and our constitution and defend it, us and our country. Because unless we get back to the fundamental principles which helped establish this country, then we're in big trouble.
We are in big trouble. Okay, and let's talk about another group of people regionally who are in big trouble because they're going to have nowhere to get their rubbish disposed of. This is council called Cheshire East.
Downing Street.
No. Well,
I think we should take an example on occasions from the French.
Oh, yes. We should do a lot more.
Spreading.
Right. Okay. Now, this one is a particular favorite of Stats Man. Stats. Well, I know it's not your favorite, but it's a nice favorite subject. They're closing one of their tips.
It's not just one, is it?
Well, it's a number of them. I mean, what are people going to do? Where are they going to take their rubbish?
Don't know. It's going to stink, isn't it? It's going to stink in Keck, in Cheshire East Council.
My tipping.
Keck, I mean.
Well, Keck. That's going to happen, isn't it? I mean, that's an absolute cert, you know, that's going to happen. But I mean,
you want to see my back passage?
Still rancid.
No, I don't think we want to see your back passage, Gazelle.
No, I really, really, really don't.
All I want now is a small two-seater sofa and then we can move a family in. We've got a coffee table, a wardrobe, a small chair.
Hey, you could sell it to the council as a new area for migrants. Go ahead.
I've got to put a gazebo over it and that's it. Call it a house.
Oh, what a wonderful name, Gazelle's Gazebo.
Gazelle Gazebo.
Yeah. Come on in.
I could start a political soup kitchen inside there.
Oh, tell you what.
Inside barbecue.
Yeah, and I bet you it'll only be white people attending because they can't afford food.
Yeah.
Anyway, the biggest story coming out of there, Macclesfield wish to secede from Cheshire East Council. They want to have their own council. How about that? I want Ellesmere Port to secede from Cheshire West.
Ooh,
I'm going to suggest it to our MP. Mr. Justine Madders.
John, they've got a point. They're literally getting a fraction of what some of the other towns are getting.
Yeah.
In funding. So you can't blame them, can you? Because at least they've got their own council raising well, funding and get themselves in debt.
I think we should all secede from Cheshire West and Chester Council individually and just pay individually for the services that we choose to engage in.
That's exactly what I was suggesting. Louise wouldn't have the money to be able to not respond to us. What do you think?
Well, there you go. What's the point of having councillors?
Well, she'd have an excuse then. I can't afford the internet, so that's the reason why we're not responding to Cheshire Matters. Because I haven't got the facility. Go ahead, Mark.
No, there's becoming more and more of a case for this. So if Cheshire East are reducing some of their services now, and it's only giving them a little chunk out of what they really need to find in their black holes, then there's going to be more cuts coming for more services. So then why are we then paying more council for lower and less services? Why? There's a really good case being made there for Macclesfield.
Well, I'm going to
put it forward.
We should start it up. We should put it on Pride in the Port and just say, this is a new petition. Free Ellesmere Port from the clutches of Cheshire West and Chester. We no longer have confidence that actually Ellesmere Port is getting the money that they deserve. And then when we secede, what we do is, all the Cheshire West bases that are in the buildings in Ellesmere Port, we charge them 3 and 4 times rent.
Yeah.
Because they're ours.
Our case might be a little bit difficult because we actually do quite well in Ellesmere Port.
apart from not being able to access the town centre anymore because they put buses there. But that's down to some stupid planning. I don't know which council does that, you know, but there you go.
You've got plenty of money in Ellesmere Port. Look at those brand new, very expensive-looking council offices there. They've got plenty of money.
Well, they will become Ellesmere Ports, and the new Hunter will take up space in those places. Obviously, the Raven, you won't be there because you're going on a long, long journey. Yes. Away, you'll be flapping those wings. You'll be migrating to another land.
I'll be back.
Did you hear that? He was doing a great impression of Schwarzenegger without the actual figure. I'll be back.
What do you mean without the figure? I've been working on following the instructions of the book I've got in here.
No, don't show us those pictures. Trevor, you're right. He wants to show us pictures of half-naked men again.
No, he does. I don't
know. Someone teach him how to read so he can actually get the news out of this book. Because if he looks in a mirror, he'll find out.
Oh, what?
It's not working.
No.
It's starting to take shape.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Jeremy Corbyn with Nigel Farage. I think I'll be getting my lawyers onto that book. I'm telling you, I don't have any superimposed my head on his body. I'll tell you what, that'll be stopped. There's too much of this AI stuff going on at the minute.
Trevor, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you're ashamed of being seen as someone sleek with a six-pack?
Of course I am. I mean, they superimposed his head on my body, and it shouldn't be allowed.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean now. I thought you were actually... Okay, lads. Trevor is not in the same reality as we are. He's not seeing what we're seeing.
They're getting profit out of my body and it should be stopped.
Well, do you think Macclesfield should secede?
Yes.
I think it should. I think Orford should secede because... the Gazelles Independent
party
of Orford. What I think should happen.
Are you going to have like sort of border points at the end of each road?
Yeah, of course, yeah. We'll possibly tell people. Avenue.
Yeah, if you want to come in, you've got to actually show us your passport, please.
Yeah, you'll need a passport,
driver's ID.
Driver's ID. You need 2 forms of ID to get into Statham Avenue. That's off Poplars Avenue.
Okay. Well, I can tell you now, some of the former Warrington councillors will probably never get in, will they?
No, they won't get in. No, it doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what they got.
What about Charlotte? Will she be allowed in?
No, Charlotte's not. She won't be allowed in Orford whatsoever.
This is quite discriminatory, this, Mr. Nichols.
Yeah, well, we don't care because we're going to be making up the rules.
Couldn't care less. I'm not bothered.
That's it.
Well, they've abused my back passage for that many years. I couldn't care less anyway. I'm not bothered anymore. And that's the first thing that'll be sorted out when I'm Prime Minister of Orford. My back passage will be serviced.
Well, saved by the bell. Saved by the bell. All right, shout-outs and shout-downs. Okay, for the last time in a while, the Raven, have you got any shout-outs or shout-downs?
No, but I've got a little quote as such.
Muted.
Such a knob. It really is.
Muted. How many times can we mute him before he goes off?
Just tiring.
Oh, he's back on now. He's back on.
Go on.
Are you going to... Yeah.
He was going to be... He was worried about years being muted I've had again.
Years. I'm disappearing off into the clouds for a little while.
Yes. Go on then. Get on with it.
I'm going to read this out. Some people will know and some people will not. Some will, some won't. So what?
Is that your quote?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, that's quite good. Did you make that up yourself?
No, that's a little bit of a sales talk, that is.
Go on.
About tenacity. Anyway, I'm going to read this. And the landlord will explain to you guys later if needs be. But some people out there will know. And it's this. And it's Latin, which is... Non nobis domine non nobis, sed nomini tuo de gloriam. And the landlord will explain that later.
Fluent in Latin, yeah?
Okay, here's the explanation. He's leaving! He's going! There you go.
The tears are flowing everywhere.
Of course they are!
You don't sound very sad to me.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. It's getting too much. It's too much.
Okay.
You realize that, what's going to happen now, don't you? And it just means that I'm going to have to take over as the pin-up.
Well, I'm sorry, Trevor. I've got some bad news on that front. I did get a bit of a whisper on that front earlier on in the week. And unfortunately... whilst I may be flying off into the clouds, cocooning here and there for a while, unfortunately, there is stiff competition for the position of pin-up of Cheshire Matters, and unfortunately, that is not being relinquished by myself in any capacity whatsoever.
Yeah, well, I'm going to break out a truth that nobody knows. These famous Ravenettes that are supposedly supporting you have found out there are a bunch of 80-year-olds from Oldham. And two of them are trans men.
Don't you insult the Ravenette
two of them are trans men.
Don't you insult all my Ravenette fans out there. Tell you now. You'll be in trouble. I'll tell you when they discover that you're describing them.
Well, you tell them.
There's nothing wrong with anybody who's in their 80s, by
octogenarians,
the way.
They are.
And nothing wrong with that at all. I've got a lot of fans in that department at all, as well.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, don't you insult any Raven fans at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll be fluttering back at some point, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Gazelle.
Yeah, it's just a couple of things. It sounds more on education. Like, I had one on education earlier on, but I couldn't really repeat it. I'd probably end up getting...
I was going to leave you with a little joke on construction, but I'm still working on it.
Oh,
Jesus, that's bad.
No, it's not as bad as this one. Teacher asked, give me a sentence which include the words defence, defeat, and detail. Little Charlie put his hand up. He said, when a horse jumps over a fence, miss, defeat go first, then detail. Saw an advert this morning.
That's a dad joke.
I know it's his dad's
actually,
joke.
That's a granddad joke.
So, in fact, I'll tell my girls that at the weekend. I'll put that on one side, yeah. So an advert this morning, complete set of Encyclopedia Britannica for sale. 45 volumes, excellent condition, no longer needed. I got married last month and the wife knows everything. That was another one. And a quick one to finish off with. I bought my daughter a handbag today for me, Ran. She just rang me up. She said, thanks for the bag, Dad. Gets worse, doesn't it? Gets worse.
That is bad. That's bad. Get them off. Get them off. Go ahead, Mark. Get some common sense into this.
Oh, God. Well, I'm going to try and shove loads of things in here. So shout out Francis Drake, obviously. Yeah. Donald Trump. Go 2024. He's there.
Isn't MAGA. And then MEGA. Thank you, Donald.
I want to do a shout out to all the patriots who've spoken out, like Rishi asked us to, but then been, you know, persecuted. Like he didn't tell us what's going to happen. And a quick update on diversity being our strength. And apparently the terrorist threat is higher than ever since 9/11. So it's going well. What a strength. Yeah, and I think I'll do a little update every week just to show how strong it is. I could literally go on for about an hour, but I'll just give that one example, I think.
Oh, God. I think they've actually given a warning, haven't they, Mark?
You mean you could go on for an hour? You've been hogging this podcast for 3 years, Stats, man.
No, sorry.
Go on, Gazelle. What were you going to say before you were so rudely interrupted by somebody that's leaving?
They're actually, they've put a warning out that it could happen by the end of Ramadan. An attack is imminent.
It's because it normally does, doesn't it?
Yeah, because of the...
Well, that's the time when the shit's going to hit the Ramadan of flam.
Well, it's a big explosion. It'd be a Ramadan ding-dong, won't it?
Yeah, normally there's a count on there on a website, and it's the Ramadan bombathon. I mean, they normally total it up, so we'll let you know at the end. Ramadan, it was a lot higher when ISIS were prevalent, but we'll see.
Yeah, indeed. Well, in that case then, thank God that's all over. And that God is a Christian God. Just remember that.
All I would like to say is if you're ever having doubts about yourself and where you are in life, just remember, it took the American government 20 years and billions of pounds to be able to replace the Taliban with the Taliban.
Money well spent, eh?
Yeah, okay, Gazelle, go ahead. Say goodnight or goodbye. Or hello tomorrow.
I don't think, just so I'll say goodbye to our lovely listeners. And of course, you find specimens of men.
I think I fell asleep then.
Go ahead, Gazelle.
Yeah, good night, everybody. And don't forget, all you in these reform groups, don't forget to subscribe. And let's blow the top off number 20.
Yes. And if anybody wants to accuse us of being right wing, well...
Guilty.
Guilty.
I don't like this connection of what? Who is the most far-right figure in probably in history? Hitler.
So the only he was a socialist.
Well, I know, he was a socialist originally. Yeah. But I know what I'm getting at is that the establishment continually try to link. When they say far-right, they're just connecting everybody that's...
Speaking out.
Yeah, anybody whatsoever that speaks common sense and speaks out, they just want to connect him to Hitler by using the term far right.
Well, I'm definitely far right because I want my right-hand side of the bed. Simple as that. And there is a dividing line. And there is no middle. There is no left. There's only a right. And I don't like anybody intruding on it. So that's it.
Well, it should be a bad wire fence going right down the middle of some beds. That's what I reckon. That's another story.
Well, I think where Mr. Landlord is concerned, there is actually, Trevor. He's let a little bit out here.